Right. Welcome to this episode of Your Spectacular Life. And today I'm going to be talking about a four-step blueprint for achieving your dreams. And I'm really excited to share this with you because this is a great way to start making those positive changes with yourself, your family, your friends, and even in the world. Now, I follow these steps about every 3 months, and it helps me to really check in with my life to see whether I'm on course with following my dreams, because it answers some very important questions. It's a roadmap for keeping me on track and checking into my internal GPS to dig deep and bring those questions to the surface. And I believe that everybody should look at their lives to make sure that they're on track. But really, it's about getting those dreams accomplished and to start having fun. Because you're watching this talk, something inside you said, I'd like to figure that out. I'd really like this process. And I'm really glad you did, because it's really very important to figure out where you are in your life so you can make those large or even small adjustments to being on track. But you have to first dig deep and do a little work. Have you got your papers and your pens, or at least your smartphone? Step one is to ask, where are you? This is a great step because it really takes some honesty to look at your life and to ask that question. Are you frustrated? Are you overwhelmed? Are you happy? Is there something that is missing? Or perhaps there is too much of something that's not making you happy. Now, what could make it better? What could alleviate some pain that you're having in your life? What will fill that emptiness? You know, if you're honest, you may say, I'm uncomfortable, or I'm uneasy, or I'm just not happy. Those are some real honest emotions. Also frustrated, overwhelmed are also those. Now, what you need to do is you need to write those down and to really tap into that emotion, because by being discomfort or having discomfort in your life, it's going to motivate you to make some changes and, you know, figuring out what those changes are going to be. So the next question, or the next step, is where do you want to go? I mean, if you ask an ordinary person this, they're going to not know where they want to go, but they're essentially going to know where they don't want to go. You know, they'll complain about their job, they'll say, I don't like the economy, I don't like my neighborhood, this should change in politics, and on and on. But it's interesting, with all those other things, what they do is they're merely distractions. They're distractions for really getting clarity on what we want to do and where we want to go. You know, and I get it. Life is chaotic. There's family, there's obligations, there's work, there's, you know, being with friends. There's many things that you've committed to, which really takes a lot of time. So what we're asking is to really get away from those distractions to figure out What is your roadmap? Where do you want to go? What would fill that emptiness? What would bring meaning to your life? Again, you may want to write down some of these questions. You know, I once heard Tony Robbins give this analogy. It was great. And he was talking about a NASCAR driver. And you know, when they're going really fast around the tracks, how they tend to spin out. Now, some drivers can get out of that spin. Others have accidents or stop or flip over, or you can imagine or have seen it. And it's interesting. You know, it's like they're spinning, they're getting closer to the divider or their wall, and all they can see is that wall in front of them. Pretty scary, but that's, they're spinning and they're caught in that. Now, what I am talking about is actually looking beyond the wall to the sides and trying to chart another course, especially in that moment. And when you can do that, you can actually change the direction of where you're going. That's a little bit about what I'm talking about. You know, get out of the chaos, get out of that whirling dust. The next step, step three, is why do you want to do it? That's a very good question. That's a very deep dig. Now, it's interesting because when you find why do you want to do it, you're going to tap in to some emotional juice. But strangely enough, it is that emotion that'll keep you motivated and on track for the duration. I mean, there could be a number of reasons. You could just be so frustrated that it will cause change in your life. You could hate your job. You could be in an unfulfilling relationship that you want change from and want to seek more connection with that person. Those are some of the deep emotion that will drive this process. You know, it's interesting. I had this patient. Yes, I've been an acupuncturist and herbalist for over 28 years. And I had this patient, and she was a graphics designer. And she'd see me every week, and I'd treat her, and, you know, we'd give her the acupuncture bliss that she needed, work out problems in her neck from being at a computer all day, work out problems in wrists, build her energy. It was great. But week after week, I'd keep seeing the same problems. She'd get relief for maybe 4 days, 5 days, but it would always return. So I thought it was time to dig deeper with her and invited her to work with me in a formal coaching program that I offer and have seen some pretty amazing results. Don't mean to toot my horn, but we all have to. So we were starting to work, and what I had her do is really answer all these questions. What does she want to do? What would make her happy? Why isn't she happy now? What would fill her up? And she decided that she was overworked at her job, not getting paid enough, and essentially, you know it, not spending enough time for herself or her family. What she really decided to do, and this is the where you want to go, is she decided to quit her job, start working for herself, and work less days so she could actually do things like, you know, spend the time that she was missing with her kids and husband. Well, after some time of working with me, she was able to build her business, start making more money than she ever had, got home in enough time to cook meals, had time to volunteer at her school, and had time to go hiking with her kids, which she loved. So that's just one example of a person of, you know, thinking there must be more in life. I want more meaning. I want to make more impact. I want to reach my dreams. So the fourth step is, how do we get there? Now, that's a really interesting question. Again, all these questions are interesting. But this is where we take some action. This is where we start with a large goal, and then we outline these milestones underneath that large goal. And in each of those milestones, there's going to be actionable steps to get closer to that goal. It may be a daily step or a week step in order to accomplish those goals. And essentially what we're doing is we're slowly breaking things into manageable steps that can be tracked. Namely, did I get it done this week, today, or didn't I? Now, it's what's also interesting to note is that this is a time where you can look back on your past, actually your past in getting things done. And if you're the type of person who maybe didn't have enough follow through or needed some support or needed some guidance in getting these all written down or even needed accountability on whether you did it, or if you didn't get it, needed a person to ask the questions of why and set out a new plan, then it's time to get some help. Now, you can either do it yourself if you're highly disciplined, work with friends who will be supportive and willing to listen to you on a daily basis, or an even better idea is work with a coach. And some of the aspects of what I've just described are key parts of my coaching program, which is called Thrive, meaning thrive in your life to get the things you want to make a difference, which is pretty exciting if you think about it. So I hope these steps and this blueprint have helped you. They have certainly helped me. They have helped many of my clients. And if you do need that help, please call. I'm here. Please do check out my website for more information. You can check out either yourspectacularlife.com or jodywhitescoaching.com. Take a look or at some of my followers with Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and essentially look at some of the tools, blogs, video blogs and podcasts that I have as well for additional tips and tools. Well, I want to thank you for listening and wanting to make significant, substantial changes in your life. I know you can do it.
I'm so grateful that you've listened to the end of this episode. Please subscribe, rate, and review it, and share it with your friends on social media. Let me know your thoughts, as I will be following your comments, and tell me the difference that this podcast is making in your life. I love sharing insights to give you a push to have a more impactful and meaningful life. It's my mission to build a thriving community of happy, fulfilled people. Want more? Visit my site at yourspectacularlife.com.